Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 8th, 2024. I have your host, James, here. We're welcoming into the studio some new great friends of ours. First off, our good friend, Kim from Encourage. Kim Shields is with us. She is the Community Investment and Communication Specialist over there at Encourage. Kim, it's always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Great to see you.
We'll talk more in a second, but I want to let these lovely ladies introduce themselves. We have some of the ladies here from the Material Girls Quilting Club. We're going to talk about the Quilts of Valor and with some of the members here and some of that. Now, I'll just go down the line here and let you all introduce yourselves.
Kathy Murphy.
Thank you for being here, Kathy.
You're welcome. Nancy Quick. I'm a volunteer with the Veterans Memorial.
Thank you, Nancy, and thank you for being here.
Kathy Kuhn. I'm with Material Girls.
Thank you, Kathy.
And Lori Johnson. I'm with Material Girls also.
Lori, thank you for being here. Good to see you again. And good to have you guys here. I have to say, first out the gate, I have no journalistic integrity with this. I am the son of soldiers. I love what you guys are doing. I appreciate so very, very much the work that you guys are doing, not only on this front, but some of the exciting things that are happening with this that have never happened before that we get to highlight today and talk about. And that's kind of one of the things I want to get to, certainly. But Kim, we want to talk a little bit of Encourage, catch up with the gang over there. We appreciate the work that you guys do in this community so much, and especially the scholarships, Kim. Scholarships.
Right. May is such an exciting month for us for so many reasons. But yes, I've been living, breathing, sleeping scholarships for months and months and months. And this month is super exciting because we get to award scholarships to all the recipients. Our first programs start with Assumption and Nakusa next Wednesday. So congratulations in advance to all of the students that are graduating and the recipients. Mm-hmm. The following Wednesday on the 22nd, we are able to award scholarships to Lincoln High School, John Edwards High School, and Pittsville High School. So very, very exciting times. We'll also be mailing letters to those continuing college students, grad students, homeschool students, students that were outside of our area graduating from high school. But it's not possible without the support from our donors, you know, that provide the financial support, but also they truly believe in education. They truly believe in these kids, and they want to see them succeed. And it is such a privilege to be able to manage this program and carry out their wishes. I can't express it enough. It's just absolutely incredible.
Hmm. It's some great work that our community and Encourage are doing together. And it's one of the greater investments our community does. We're investing in the future. We're investing in these kids. And it's beautiful to see. And we've been doing this a couple of years now, Kim, and this never gets old. It's so exciting. I can't imagine for you and your team how it must
feel. It is. It's very exciting. I actually, when I see a new name come up, I actually say, I'm like, yay! Like, I'm just so excited for the student. And, you know, it's real. I'm not making that up. I'm very excited every single time. So,
I believe it. I have no doubt that's your expression.
Right.
That is fantastic. Is there more on scholarships? Sorry,
nope, that's it for scholarships. I will have a program, though, next month when we have our Midday Magazine program that will focus on scholarships. So I'll have some, you know, stats and things like that, and hoping to bring in some recipients. And, excellent. You know, we'll see if I can get a donor in this time, too. So
that'd be great. We're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
And we certainly, especially with the guests we have today, want to touch on the connection to Wood County Veterans Memorial Project Encourage has.
Yes, thank you. So we have a pass-through fund and an endowed fund at Encourage. And I know those are fancy community foundation words, and we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, Nancy has been our guest in the past as well. But the Wood County Veterans Memorial is located at our courthouse. And we had first established the fund back in 2004 to really begin helping to raise money for this incredibly generous, talented group of committee members, many of them veterans themselves or tied to veterans and their family. And so that fund helped to, you know, raise the money needed to plan, build, and continue to organize. Mm-hmm. From that, we now have an endowed fund to provide that perpetual support. So I've talked about endowed funds before, but we can't say enough about having that funding available to always be able to support and maintain this beautiful, beautiful memorial, to be able to continue to memorialize and honor those that are still living, the veterans that have stones placed there. It's really a beautiful thing, and it's truly, again, an honor to be able to do that.
Every chance I get, I go past it just to take a look, just to take that in. And it hits you every time. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And you guys have a connection with the Material Girls Quilt Club, Quilts of Valor as well.
Right. So I had had a conversation with some Material Girls several years ago. And it was in 2022, and learned of their need for funding for the wonderful programs that they do provide in our community, and especially around the Quilts of Valor, and the need that they had to help raise funds to pay for these beautiful, heartfelt, but expensive quilts. Mm-hmm. The materials and everything that goes into it does cost money. The love that they give is unconditional. You can't put a price on that. Their hard work, you can't put a price on that. Mm-hmm. That's all volunteer. But the material and the batting and, you know, everything, that costs money. And so we were so fortunate to be able to look at the different funds that we had at Encourage, talk to different committees, talk to different donor advisors, and together be able to provide a grant. It was $3,750 that we were able to piece together, so to speak, and I didn't mean that as a pun.
It was good, though.
They're
it was
piecing,
good. It was well done.
To be able to support the Material Girls in this Quilts of Valor program. And, and so we're very proud of that and pleased to be able to have the Material Girls in here to talk about Quilts of Valor.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate
you. Thank
you. Nancy, I want to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you next. No, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Nancy, if you don't mind, and talk about the Wood County Veterans Memorial and the Memorial Day Dedication Program coming up May 24th at 11 a.m. over at the Wood County Courthouse. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a very important event, too.
Yes, it will. Our first memorial dedication was in 2007, and twice a year since then, we've been honoring veterans. And our next one will be on Friday, May 24th at 11 a.m. In front of the courthouse. And the speaker will be our new mayor, Matt Zacher, who is also a veteran. And it's a time when we not only honor all who are there, but remember those who aren't. And that's a very important part of this ceremony. I would like to mention one thing separate from this, that the city also honors veterans on Memorial Day, and all the little villages around here honor all their veterans. Typically, it's at 11 a.m. in the city or village cemetery. The one here is at Forest Hill by the mausoleum. So it's it'll be a big weekend here honoring veterans, those that are there and those that aren't.
It's going to be a really nice weekend, going to be a beautiful weekend to be able to do that. Also, I notice that Nancy veteran is going to be receiving her Quilt of Valor on May 25th as well. I wanted to mention this as also. That's a beautiful thing. It's very exciting. It's very cool. And this is part of the reason we have you all here today, is to be able to discuss this. So I want to put that out there as well. And thank you, Nancy. Appreciate all the work and the conversation. Thank you. You can learn more about what's going on with our veterans and the Veterans Memorial at woodcountyveteransmemorial.org. That's woodcountyveteransmemorial.org. The Cathys, I would like to talk to for a second. The Material Girls Quilts of Valor.
And Lori,
I am so sorry. And Lori, I'm not doing my job here. I got to include Lori on that too. Yeah, I want to talk with all of you a little bit and a bit about the Material Girls and the volunteering work and the programming in our community. We don't get a chance to talk about this nearly enough. So first off, for those that may not know out there, know what the Material Girls Quilt Club is. Can we discuss that a little bit?
I don't know why I got chosen, but we meet once a month, and we are active. We do Quilts of Valor, of course, and then we do quilting for palliative care. We do placemats for home-delivered meals, and we do Christmas stockings, and I don't know anything else any one of you gals can think of.
Wow.
Those are a major service.
Those are amazing. And I keep up to date on what you guys do and everything. I don't think I knew about the Meals on Wheels thing. That you make a mats for the meals?
We just dropped off to ARDC and the Hospital. Wow. Just dropped them off the other day, so they should be going out very shortly.
That's beautiful, you guys. That's beautiful. That's a really nice added. I don't think I heard about that. That's wonderful. So there's even people that are reporting on this area and all that. You guys are doing so much that there's stuff we're not even noticing. That is wonderful. How often do you all get together? How often do you guys get a chance to get together and work on these things, or meet and talk about what you're going to do, the projects you're going to do?
We have our monthly meetings and the preliminary planning for meeting as different things. Palliative care, I know, meets twice a month. They select the hospital. We meet as a committee probably once a month, but we are in touch, especially with our big event coming up. So I don't know.
Yeah. It's all great information, and we have some other good information. If you don't mind, we had some stats on the work that you guys have accomplished already. I wanted to talk about a little of that as we lead into the event and talk about the details of that.
Okay. There are 25 Quilts of Valor chapters in the state of Wisconsin, and it has 387 members, individuals that have joined. And for Material Girls, we have 4 members in our club. And we are considered the committee that arranges the fabric and makes sure we have kits for our members to sew and handles the money and makes sure things are tracked and being taken care of as a quilt is being sewn and completed.
Yeah.
There are right now 217 requests that haven't been assigned to a quilt group. To have a quilt completed for a person or a veteran that has registered. We have awarded 164 quilts so far this year, and since January of 2023 in the state, 1,053 quilts have been awarded and given out. Material Girls has awarded 292 quilts since we started sewing in 2016.
Wow.
We are looking forward to handing out 47 quilts on May 25th, and it has been a work of love, and each quilt, there will not be a duplicate, so each one is an individual quilt. They are arranged from pieces to quilts with panels and quilts that are been made with applique on them. So they're just beautiful. We just finished sewing on all the individual Quilt of Valor labels onto all these quilts. To be a Quilt of Valor, it has to be registered in the Quilt of Valor website, and it has to have an official Quilt of Valor label on it.
Oh, interesting and very cool. It really brings some not only formality to it and everything, but I think it brings it home a little bit more for the individuals that are receiving these. That is really cool.
A veteran has to be honorably discharged and may receive only one quilt, and those are pretty much the only two parameters that we have when they put their name into the national database.
And encourage people who do not know much about the program and the Quilts of Valor and some of these, learn about the history of it, learn about where this came from and so much of that. Not just your local outfit, but the actual organization itself. It's such a beautiful story and it's such an interesting history. I encourage people to look into that. And I want to get right into the big one, the big event that we're here to talk about today, because I love talking with you guys, but I've been dying to talk about this. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing that you all are doing here. Coming up, we have on Saturday, May 25th, Quilts of Valor are going to be presenting for our local female veterans. This is going to be a beautiful, wonderful event, and this is the first time this is done. I have to say, again, as I have many family members that have served. I am somebody who does everything I can to support our VFW and that and these things. I feel a little, personally, just speaking for myself, I'm a little ashamed we haven't done this before. Like, we got this country is made in half by women. I mean, we're not here without women, like any of us. Like, it seems like a pretty big topic, pretty big thing that we should have covered a long time ago. But without that being said, we're doing it now, and we've got a really special presentation happening coming up that we wanted to really highlight, talk about, give you all the details of. So let's dive right into that. And I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you guys, all right? I don't want to put anybody on the spot here. And I got my mother's voice in the back of my head, Jimmy, be polite. So I'm trying not to do that. But who would like to discuss this? Who would like to dive
right? Start with the Thank fact you, that we are awarding 47 female veterans. And we know for sure this is the largest all-female in the state of Wisconsin. And we are thinking it might be the largest award nationwide mm-hmm. for all females.
Yeah.
So we are going to start at 1:30, and we're getting 47 women that are going to get their quilts. We are expecting anywhere in the vicinity of 250 to 300 recipients that will be there to watch them.
Family mm-hmm. members.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
And we're probably thinking it's going to last close till 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Should be a nice afternoon event, and it's something now. Is the community encouraged or able to come to this and take this in as well?
It is definitely open to the public.
Wonderful.
Lincoln High School Band is going to be there to play. The Aspiring Acapellas is going to be doing some singing. They're going to do the national anthem before the presentation of the quilts. Our state coordinator, Karen DeMere, is going to give a history on Quilts of Valor, and then the recipients will receive their quilts after that.
And where is this going to take place again?
The Old East Junior High.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lincoln Street is all torn up, so parking is going to be at a premium. You may have to do a little walking. We're going to use the entrance on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm. A little walking is the least we can do. You know, it's the least we can do, especially when people like Nancy are receiving something mm-hmm. like this. And we, Nancy, I don't want again put it on the spot or anything, but I'm curious of. I don't know. I could put in the words like how I feel even hearing about this and hearing about this happening for you and these other ladies. I can't imagine what it must feel like to actually be receiving this.
It's an honor to receive it, and you mentioned earlier that. What took so long? And I agree with that statement. I don't know what took so long. But it is an honor. And these women who take it upon themselves to make these quilts and work so hard as volunteers, it's much appreciated.
Yeah, and well said. Very well said.
Of the 292 quilts that have been awarded by Material Girls in Wisconsin Rapids up until the end of 2023, we had only awarded 27.
Hmm.
Of the 292 were for women.
Hmm.
And the person that we work very closely with, Bill Hack, decided mm-hmm. to do this special event for all women's veterans. So we're going to, 9%, it was only 9% of all the quilts that we had given out. Hmm. And I think in the military, women comprised maybe 16 to 18%.
Yeah.
So this will help a long way in evening the odds.
Kathy, I did a little homework before the interview, and that was something that I noticed too. 19 to 20% of our military, and not just that, not currently. That's always been the case. From pretty much the beginning of our military, we have had women as a presence in it. It is something that I think that a lot of military families get that and understand that. But to other people out there and stuff, it's good to know. It's great to inform. It's great to celebrate and to be able to talk about. It's part of this event's cause is to raise awareness about this and raise awareness about this organization as well.
Well, just to hear their stories, when we get their names, we have to interview them for the event because everybody gets a little personal history mm-hmm. of what branch they were in, what years they were in, and what jobs they did. And we have welders, and we have one gal that worked on the welding ship in the Eastern Seas, and she worked the dirtiest job. She said, I wanted the dirtiest job I could get in the Navy, and she found it, and she did it well. And their personal stories are they're very touching. If you can come, it's a wonderful thing to experience. And we've done it several times, and you still walk out feeling, you feel good, you get goosebumps. It's a good, heartwarming event.
Yeah.
If I could add, I had the pleasure of being a witness too, because that's how I felt. I was just witnessing a Quilt of Valor presentation a couple years ago that was held at the Elks Club. And there was one female and all the rest were male.
Mm.
But the stories that they told about each person receiving the Quilt of Valor like Kathy just said, giving some background, but then every single quilt is different. Mm-hmm. Every single quilt is made with certain key things mm-hmm. that represent their history and what they've done. And it was, I mean, I left in tears. It was so beautiful and so heartfelt and just such an honor. And I cannot thank these ladies enough for all the work that they put into it, and Nancy for your service. And yes. I'm so excited for you to receive your quilt, mm-hmm. Valor.
Really appreciate it. Nice. Well said, Kim. Appreciate the work of all of you, and certainly appreciate you, Nancy. Do want to mention with this event that parking might be a bit of a something to think of. So you want to get there early if you mm-hmm. can, or maybe find a parking spot ahead of time. Keep that in mind with the event. Can we give everybody the details of this event one more time?
It's at Old East Junior High, May 25th on Saturday. The ceremony starts at 1:30. I don't know what else you want to
No, that's good. Yeah, it's over at East Junior.
Over East Junior High, and we're hoping to see everybody congratulate the veterans that have worked so hard.
Great job. Don't take my job. You're really good at this. Please, I need this job. Okay, please don't.
Well, that's a good thing I'm retired.
Very good thing.
And the most important thing is thank you for your service, veterans. If you're there that day, it's Memorial Weekend, but anybody that's enlisted, drafted, however you ended up in service, we thank you for your service.
Well said. I did want to wrap up with if people are interested in becoming a Material member, how they could do that. Lori, if you wouldn't mind, because everybody's pointing to you. Lori, if you wouldn't mind, if people want to become a Material member, how can they do that? How could they find out more?
How could attend one of our meetings. We meet the first Thursday of every month.
First Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, yes. We have a
social hour
that starts about 5. Yeah. That goes until 6.
Fantastic. Do you guys have a website or anything?
Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page.
Yes, the
we
Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. Yeah. And I guess the other thing that people are talking about is if you wanted to know more about the Quilts of Valor Foundation, mm-hmm. where you can find them. They are, of course, online with a QOVF.org. It's Quilts of Valor Foundation.org, and it'll give you all the specifics and all the statistics of everything that we do for them.
Yeah. Plus, there's on that site, there is an opportunity to nominate veterans for be awarded a Quilt of Valor.
See how good she is? That's exactly what the last thing I wanted to mention, and you nailed it. Nicely done. Thank you for that. Yes, because we know that there are so, while we have gotten out a lot of these, and we're looking forward to giving out more, and there are so many people that deserve them. We want all those nominees.
One final thing. Quilts of Valor cannot exist without donations, and encourage supported us and took us out of a place of where are we going to get the money mm-hmm. to make our next quilt, to being relieved that we could plan and take advantage of sales. And it was just a wonderful, it just was wonderful for us. It took the stress off of trying to find the money to create the quilts. Everything has to be volunteer with a Quilt of Valor. We pay no one to sew. We pay no one to long arm. We cannot. It has to be donated.
Yeah.
And the hours have to be donated. The materials have to be donated.
Mm-hmm. Second, all of you, what you said. And we appreciate all the work that you all are doing, the work that you're doing, and encourage. And especially appreciate our veterans out there. And once more, thanking all of them that have served and continue to serve. And we're recording this and going to be playing this and everything. We have Mother's Day coming up and such. So I want to say happy Mother's Day out there as well to all of our veterans that are mothers out there. So thank you all very much. We'll be talking about this event on our shows. We'll be celebrating it. We're going to make sure you guys get a good crowd. Appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate you. And Kim, good to talk to you. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.